we go.
Yo. The Music Jones Podcast. Every Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know if I get the description in. My bad, B.
B shook his head.
On all platforms. Oh, man. Feels good to be back. June.
Yo.
What's happening?
What's happening, baby?
Ain't shit, man. How's everything?
Ain't too bad.
Last week, I told him you had some technical difficulties.
Man, that shit was ridiculous.
Why you couldn't make it.
Bro, that shit was ridiculous.
Yeah. You, what time did you end up getting home?
About 8 o'clock. Ooh. I think I texted B. I got home at 8:14.
That's crazy.
Bro.
8:14.
From 12.
Like, from 12.
12, 12, 1, yeah.
How far from your career were you?
Probably. It's like I can tell you that. Point. Yeah, I can tell you that. He probably had got 45 minutes away from home, maybe.
I can tell you a lot. My lady got 3 hours of it.
Yeah.
At least you want, you know, at least you had some company.
Yeah.
How much is your tire? Like 300?
Yeah.
Per?
Yeah.
Ooh,
it was
shit.
Just one tire, right?
Yeah, it was just one tire. I ended up getting two.
Ooh.
I mean, shit. Ain't no need to buy one.
Yeah, no need to buy
one. And you got change for 20? Let me get the whole 20.
Yeah. Easy, what's happening?
Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Appreciate you letting us come and put something down.
You don't gotta thank me. You pray.
Oh, don't tell the people that. You're not supposed to tell the people that.
You on a service plan.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Tell the people that.
What they supposed to think? You get it on face?
Nah, ain't about being on face. You know. But I am under contract with Crux Media, so.
There it is.
Yeah, talk about some numbers, too.
I am.
Shit.
It's time to reconstruct already.
The price of the brick. How long you been doing this?
Ooh, I don't want to talk about it.
5 years?
Nope.
You've been doing it for 5 years and paying this. What have you had that you've been doing it for 5 years? You've been paying the same thing for 5 years. Insurance. But
in my defense.
Oh, shit.
House payment.
In my defense.
Netflix done went up 7 times in 5 years.
Most consistent.
Nope. Number two.
Realest stories.
Okay.
Number two.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah. You know how Jay tell the motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know we got to discuss it.
I'm just messing with you.
Yeah, it is what it is. We can talk about it.
I'm just messing with you. You grandfather then.
Ooh. Love that shit, man.
Yeah, it is.
Love that shit. Shout out to the intern in the building. Yeah. You get hear a lot of stupid shit to say now. You gonna hear a lot of stupid shit now. But June, you wasn't here last week.
Right.
So the last conversation me and Easy had was about dancing. I was talking about me dancing when I was in college. So I told him.
Hold up. So he said,
"Yeah." Now I told him. I was like, "Hey, man, you remember the nigga from the Move Bitch video?" I said at the end. I said when they said that was Gilly. He was like, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, that's how I used to dance in the club back in the day." Right.
Hold up. So B, you can get.
Oh shit.
Yes.
Oh shit.
I love this right here.
Listen.
B on top of it.
Listen, yo.
Hey.
So.
Let me see if I can get to
Hold up. Before you even say anything, let me get this part right here.
It was right at the end, too.
Right? Right at the end.
Let me get my reminder right.
So we was talking, and I told him.
Watch it. Turn the hat. Popping that butt. You see him popping that butt?
This way you trying to get me at.
Get your cousin.
Listen, so.
Hold on, before you go in the fire, I got to get my breath again.
Yeah, but see, I told you I wasn't doing that much of it. Like,
hold up.
Nah, first of all, I wasn't wearing no sweatpants in the club.
Even if you wasn't doing that
and
much
I wasn't
of
popping
it.
My
no,
ass.
No, no, no.
I wasn't popping my ass.
But was you in that stand?
I was definitely in that stand.
6 feet was wider than shoulder width apart. Don't know man need to have his feet that wide. Why his feet that wide?
Yeah. Nah, they wouldn't be that wide.
They weren't that wide. Wide than shoulder width.
You know, I ain't no short nigga, so.
But hold up, get down. Was alcohol involved?
Always alcohol involved.
They was wider than what he
told about. It was usually at the end of the night, too. Hey, B, you just know, like close the end of the video. It was usually close to the end, niggas drunk.
If alcohol was involved,
he had to pop in his room.
His leg was wider than what
it's
he
told. It's time to take something home. Uh-huh. And back in our day,
you got
to
show off.
That was a love language.
Jones, I tell you, we came from two different timelines.
Come on, man.
Man, listen to what I'm telling you.
This nigga was popping his rump.
And yeah. Man, listen, I was taking something home with me every time.
Yeah, and I can, you know,
I was taking something home with me every fucking time, dog. I ain't even bullshit.
The cold shit about that is back in my fucking day.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? Way before his.
A few years before mine in college, because he went to college. He went to state.
Wally June, you was not popping your butt.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't one of them.
How you get? Okay.
But the gangster was.
Yeah,
the gangster was.
The gangster, the one who was the gangster who put us on all R&B shit.
He used to pop his butt?
He was down there, but he had a cat he met from
Florida, probably.
Nah, this nigga was from South Carolina.
Bro, like, I'm telling you.
Greenwood.
Bro, Greenwood. Bro.
So,
shout out to the upstate niggas. Yeah,
and the story will go a little bit funnier. But Chris, you know, first one to put us on white jeans. We wasn't wearing no fucking white jeans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All the way mm-hmm. white Levi's.
That's Dominicans and Haitians.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so we fucked around. He went to Orangeburg, came back home.
White jeans.
We wearing white Levi's. Mm-hmm. Him and this other nigga from Greenwood, because he was a cool nigga.
Yeah,
he knew a lot of women.
Yeah,
and knew some of the baddest ones on the campus, right? You know, so that was Chris plug in. You know what I mean? Yeah. So we tripped, whatever. But anyway, the Reds.
Uh huh.
That two of me.
Somebody talking.
Them damn glasses, bro.
Yep.
So. The Ritz was the shit back then.
Uh-huh. The Ritz was a club 601. It was right on the highway when you come in Orangeburg. Yeah. You remember when I stayed in the apartments, Roosevelt Gardens?
Yeah, yeah.
Me and Ren stayed together.
Yeah,
you passed the club going to them. So when you come down that hill, it's a club that sat right. That was the Ritz.
Yeah. But
okay.
The thing about the Ritz was, I think they was like close to Kappas or something like that. The inside was red and white or whatever. Mm-hmm. Never forget the shit, man. Cause it was red and white, the fucking lights flickering.
Mm-hmm.
Homeboys got on white jeans and shit, man. I'm looking at these niggas in a minute. Then they start playing that Florida music.
Yes, sir.
They went crazy.
Yes, sir.
So a lot of top notch AKAs and top notch Deltas was in there in the club. Mm-hmm. And we knew that or whatever. And we had Lil Dude plugged in.
Yeah.
Lil Dude plugged in. He went 3-point stand like a football player. Man, I'm talking about
popping his butt.
Man, 3-point stand, B. He had a hand on the floor.
Yeah,
he had one hand on the floor. Boy, that nigga was
cutting. He was doing the crybaby.
He was doing anything you can fucking think of.
Oh shit, dog.
I'm talking about anything.
That shit was. So he was
like I said, my homeboy, I'm the gangster.
Yeah.
You know, he trying to get the women, get us plugged.
So he got 3-point stand too.
He ain't got 3-point. He got on Jones.
2-point. I'm telling you, that's all you gotta do, bro. Hands let the motherfucker know that my back good.
Man,
my back good, baby. About. Let's go.
But
let's go.
The end of the story, my end of the
I'm
story.
I'm glad y'all
is,
bought that shit back to Dawson.
Oh, right. No. I would and never see, do that right
that's,
here.
That's the funny part.
No, but never so, do that right here. Never.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My homeboy, Chris. Whatever we doing our birthday in Orangeburg.
Damn right.
You move away and turn to a whole different nigga.
Ooh,
man.
You can be whoever you want
to
be.
Okay. You wanted to be a dancing ass nigga.
But I could dance. I couldn't dance around here, nigga, because I had a persona to hold up. I had a reputation.
Hey, them niggas going to Orangeburg.
You know what I'm saying?
You did the Usher
I'm a cool nigga.
You did the Usher shit?
Man, too? I used to do anything involving dancing, slide man. The club saw it, man.
See, that's the thing. See, that nigga who was plugged in, that's how he was.
He was a dancer all
the time. You got to have one in the crew.
Like I was telling Joe.
Yeah.
You gotta have one of
gay.
Yeah.
I mean gay. That nigga damn fruit pepper right now, bro.
Oh, he gay now.
Man, right now.
Right now.
We 40, 50 something years old. That nigga fruit pepper, bro. Hey, I'm talking about
any paint. Nigga who get in 3-point stands in the club, they question them.
Yeah, I never did a 3-point stand.
I wish my nigga was here right now, cause we could talk about this. But we use hands on your knees, bro.
Rest in peace, Chris, man. Oh my god,
you was doing that. You was like that right now.
I was too poor.
You had your pants was baggy like that too?
No, I ain't wearing no sweatpants in no club. I wasn't wearing no sweatpants in the club.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Humping, I wasn't wearing no sweatpants.
Humping the air.
Yeah, he humping the air.
Till somebody come and feel that space.
Humping that
when the ass. When the chick see it.
Did you only do the pop the butt or did you do the raw?
I didn't
too?
Pop no butt. Man.
Did you do the raw? Was you doing the raw?
The raw was later.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, by the time the raw came, all that other shit is stopped. I wasn't doing it. Yeah, I wasn't doing none of that no more. What song was we doing that to?
You think you can remember?
I know the damn song.
Lil Jon.
What Lil Jon song was you pop your butt to as a man?
Dog, yeah, listen, that's what I'm saying. Listen.
Let me see where he at, bro.
Go to.
I'm trying to feel him. I'm trying to see where go he at.
To, not tonight. Who's you doing that
what,
song?
What song it was,
no, not tonight.
Shawty, that one.
Shit like that.
In the club.
Then you had the Florida shit.
That's not tonight, ain't it?
You don't remember that song you was doing it on? The
I don't world. Remember. We used to do that shit on a lot
that
of songs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Remember, give me one song that you just know you fucking
don't know. I can't play it.
Why you
can't? You ain't popping your butt.
No, hopefully you won't get that
I'm retired.
Yeah.
I retired. Yeah, I retired. I retired that in Orange. Hey, that's Orangeburg shit only.
Just let about two or three beats go through. By the time that third one gets
through, play I like off, them. I like them girl.
He won't get the feeling.
Yeah, I like them girl.
You like, I know.
Play I like them girl.
I know it ain't.
Yeah.
I know
shit
like them girl.
Shit like this. We would do it on shit like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You be humping your shoulders up.
Get hype.
Get hype.
Got that kick that leg out.
Look at him. He wider than the shoulders now. Look at him.
Hold on,
he can't contain himself.
Cut me.
Yeah. He can't contain himself. It's almost too much. I'm glad you told me to cut. I was going to play it a little bit too hard.
Don't cut me.
Listen, man. Boy, we'd be so fucked up in that motherfucker, man.
Not my damn quarterback.
And it's time to get something to the house, man. Got to get something to the house, man. By any means necessary, bro.
But then again,
by
like I said,
necessary.
Knowing what my homeboy was doing.
Yeah.
Bro,
he was doing too.
2001 or two.
Yeah.
Kind of phased that out.
Oh, you know,
yeah. But
he done
99, 2000, I was straight. I ain't had to do all that shit no more.
Right.
99, 2000, 2001, I had a name for myself. They knew I could dance. A man that could dance is different than a woman's eyes. When you outnumber 14 to 1, you use every advantage you got.
That was one of them.
Cause you got the thug niggas in the corner with their hoodies on and shit. Well, just stand there. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna fuck your girl tonight too.
Right? She about to see this shit.
Yeah, she gonna get all this shit, and she gonna know them goddamn hips getting moving.
The next morning, was your flexors a little sore? Your hip flexors?
No,
he's still good.
The fuck all night, ready for a smoke.
I'm telling you,
boy, dog, I swear to God,
two weeks in a row, I can't.
Hey man,
every crew had it, man. I'm telling
you, dog, and it was two or three of us. Just pick your poison.
Who's
like
the three
with Hammer. Remember my roommate, Hammer?
Yeah.
He was the one.
He'd do 3-point.
No, he wasn't doing no 3-point. He was the dancer.
He for sure was leaving sweaty.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Shirt droop in the front.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. We done took him off by then. Took him off by then. Your wife be the droop in the front. Yeah,
this nigga's in the club with his shirt off.
T-shirt across your shoulder by now.
How many pair of ones you went through during this?
You know I ain't wear no ones in no club. Hell no.
Okay.
Yeah, I used to try to wear my Timberlands in that motherfucker every time I went. Summertime or not.
See, you did good, B. That was perfect, B. That nigga about to get up.
He done slid the mic out the way.
No, I went.
Flew out the way just now.
Too many shoulder struggles.
Nah, that shit started with me joking with my sister.
Uh-huh.
Raheem the Dream, the most beautiful girl in the world.
Right.
Uh-huh. I used to be at the crib and the video would come on.
Right.
And I would start doing that.
Yeah.
The real booty bounce shit. Yeah. But Keita would die fucking laughing. Yeah, she was like, boy, I didn't know you could dance like that.
Right.
Dog, my sister used to cry laughing. I used to do that shit. So when I got to college, when I got to college and saw these niggas, I was like, oh, so these niggas use that for a reason.
Right.
Okay. I could do it too. Nigga.
They'll know this nigga.
Yeah. Y'all ain't finna get all the business around here. I'm gonna get my shit.
This nigga there.
Look, they shot that shit on the old Sanyo phone.
Right.
That's that real ATL sound right there.
Yeah, it is.
That's what ATL
But no bullshit, though.
That's what ATL
nigga,
sound. Yeah.
That's what the niggas on
that's what ATL sounded like before OutKast.
Mm.
Yeah. Ow. Cause he be in the GA,
Look at him.
But yeah, like, nigga, you can't do none of that shit on none of this music nowadays.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Thank God.
But yeah, man, the good old days.
Shout out to drill music.
I was a young nigga, I was a teenager. I was out there drinking what it's supposed to be. Just living, man. Fuck that shit. And I was taking something home with me every time. That was the mission, man.
Oh, cause he back popping.
Bo, that was the mission, man. And boy, I got that motherfucker popping in, but they haul show of shit, boy. You hear me? I pull that, get that motherfucker that side door, it going down here tonight, man.
I know it.
This little twin bed, you ready to get there?
See, that's what I'm saying, buddy. Who was on that 3-point?
Yeah,
boy, he walked out with the baddest thing.
I wasn't doing no 3-point shit.
Man, that nigga had 3-point,
mm-hmm.
but he had the baddest motherfucker on the campus.
I believe it. How I got old girl from Rock Hill.
But not
the finest move I got in my life with that.
But like I said, who else was with you?
Other than my wife.
Yeah.
Who else was with you? You said your roommate.
My roommate, he wasn't my roommate yet though. But it was me.
Hammer straight?
Yeah, Hammer married.
So this is like your freshman, sophomore year.
He ain't DL.
Yeah, my freshman year. No.
Oh, sophomore. Not your sophomore, just your freshman year.
Freshman, some of my sophomore year. Oh, okay. But by the time, you know. My name was good. Yeah, after the second football season, I had my own reputation. Now everybody know me now. I ain't got to do certain shit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That shit gave me a name.
But either out of that circle or whatever, ain't nobody fruit pebble.
No. Okay. And them niggas was cheerleaders.
Who was cheerleaders?
All of them.
Wait a minute. Them bitches might be, come on, bro. We might not.
Well, college cheerleaders.
They was fucking
though.
All the cheerleaders. Yeah, like, his wife was a cheerleader, too.
Especially D1.
Yeah. Like, a couple of them niggas that was cheerleaders with them girls, they married them chick.
They don't got none of them dudes on there now, though. The dudes that's on there now, they kind of.
The nigga that killed old girl, her boyfriend that time, he was a cheerleader. We used to hang together. Yeah, that nigga was a cheerleader. Shout out to my dog. I ain't gonna call his name, but yeah, he was a cheerleader.
Tell him the guy that went up to Rock Hill. What he did it, not that guy. He was younger than you, I think.
Yeah, he was younger than me. No, this shit happened in Orangeburg. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah, this shit happened in Orangeburg.
What he doing now?
He just got out.
Jesus Christ.
I saw him at Benedict Homecoming. Chopped it up for a long time. He live in Columbia.
He a cheerleader, though.
He was.
That bitch game.
That nigga kill up. That's the one that nigga was stone cold killer.
He went jail.
Yeah, nigga. That nigga did 22 on the head.
Oh yeah, shit yeah.
22 on the head. Got out. Got engaged.
He would bubble.
I don't know.
He only did 2 days.
Yeah, when he went in and when he got out.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw that nigga. Man, nigga looked the same. Everything. But we all used to be because he was from fucking Florida. He from Miami.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah,
about,
you know about, what I'm saying.
Boy, go both ways.
That nigga.
Oh my God.
Oh shit, man. Boy, you fool,
shout
man.
Shout out to that nigga.
Shout out to my SCSU boy.
Shout out to him.
Ham, Jamin, Jaquan.
It ain't to knock them boys or whatever, but I just know I do think we always did things off a ratio.
We did.
You know what I mean? Everything we did.
It was like, because of the ratio.
Out of four niggas, one of them go be gay.
Mm-hmm.
Out of, you know, whatever. But anyway, we had a four in college, man. And Buddy was the 3-pointer.
Yeah.
3-pointer.
He was the fucking 3-pointer, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. And he used to get the baddest fucking one.
I'm trying to tell you.
He used to get the top notch.
And now he doing the bending.
Man. That motherfucker.
Hey, man.
That shit pissed me off.
Shout out to the Orangeburg days.
That shit pissed me off.
Yeah, but that shit stayed in Orangeburg, I swear, because motherfucker just like these like, nigga, I don't believe you. When I first told him, he's like, I don't believe you. Nigga, I can call and get that shit confirmed.
This nigga 3-point.
Shit confirmed, man.
He got like, hands on the knee.
I believe it. Shout out to them days, man. Hey, fuck Amy. Stop that shit.
Yeah,
I did it on this land, goddamn.
On this land.
I did it on this land.
Gyrate on this land.
Yeah. Then she said my name first. That's what blew me. She like, she couldn't believe it. Yeah, I was a party guy one time, man. Yeah. I used to go to the club. I used to dance. Like, dancing was cool when I came through.
It was. I ain't gonna lie to you. My thing was, I was the Hill Talk King.
Yeah. Everybody had a specialty.
Hold on. You used to do the heel toe?
Heel talk.
What is the heel talk?
Like the shaking of the shoulders.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
I'm lying. I'm sorry, B.
Okay.
It was more than shaking the shoulders. It was that damn psh,
psh. Oh, I know that. Yeah, I know that.
It was that. Yeah. I went around a party with Flex, bro. In Mayo motherfucking juice. All the way around. I had motherfucker behind me, bro. I had a train. I was an idiot back then. So I understand.
You used to wear dress, like kind of baggy style dress pants with a button up shirt.
Hell no. No.
Dress shoes with the metal tips. You used to wear them?
Not even that.
Okay.
Now that was the MC Hammer era.
Yeah.
During that era, my shit was just regular ass jeans, regular ass Levi's. I wore them until they fucking fell apart. Levi's and fucking t-shirts.
What kind of shoes? Regular shoes.
Regular shoes.
You ain't never wore the dress type shoes with the.
No, we should laugh at them.
No,
damn.
Yeah, we had that.
Everybody had anything. That was mine.
No, ain't no
button up shirt. Yeah, I'm like 10.
No,
9 or 10. Hell yeah, nigga, you see him style.
My sister wouldn't let me do it. Bro.
And I used to
I used to dance and spin and shit. When I was 9 or 10, I wasn't in college, popping my butt. I was doing the running man, you know, little kick shit. You know, little kick where they kick the side.
I was doing all that when I was 10, too. I was doing all that then.
Then you graduated.
I had to kick it up a notch.
So you went around.
Women got involved, man.
You went around the whole club doing that shit
in Mayo Gym.
The gym parties at State was the best one.
Yeah.
And that's what, that was a safe space.
Oh, yeah.
Fletch was our DJ.
Uh-huh.
So up close to the front, like where the stage at. Mm-hmm. You know how to crowd up close.
Mm-hmm.
It thinning out during the back.
Yeah.
My black ass coming through the thinned out part with a bunch of motherfuckers behind me. We go around this like motherfucker. Hill topping, bro.
Hey, man.
Shit.
Hey, man. But the dancing shit, man.
That
shit used to work, bro.
Yeah. I had probably about 3 or 4 of them back then in that line wanting to do something. Yeah.
That shit used to work, bro.
They follow me up. They follow my stupid ass
I'm
up.
I'm telling you, that shit used to work, man.
Shout out to y'all dancing ass.
I can't believe that stupid shit, B.
Oh, man. I believe it. Kid and Play was out there.
Yeah, we was out of control.
Yeah.
You seen Kid lately?
He just had a heart transplant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A couple months, in the last few months, and hell, he performing again.
I know he's looking real.
Shout out to Cub. Yeah. Leland told me he don't look like a kid. He need to change his name to grown man.
Right, something.
Old man.
That nigga rough.
Shit.
Yeah, he just had a heart transplant.
Damn,
that half white nigga skin went looking rough.
Yeah, boy. Yeah.
All them light skinned motherfuckers from back in the day were rough. Because Whitley, I couldn't believe it.
Oh, she making him throw up.
Damn, that shit
broke my heart.
She making him throw up.
I said, man, not as bougie as this motherfucker.
Yeah, she got that old voice too.
Man, shout out to Different World. Yeah. I'm ready for the reboot.
They doing a reboot?
Mm-hmm.
Or
on Netflix.
Mm.
Jada
Pinkett on board. So she was my girlfriend when she got
still
on
look
there.
Good.
Yeah, she was my girlfriend when she got on there. I was a little motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Afro Man. Afro Man.
What is that about?
They illegally raided his house.
Mm-hmm.
He had surveillance cameras. After they didn't find anything, they didn't pay to get none of it fixed or anything.
What they was looking for?
Whatever they was looking for, they didn't find it. They found some money, took his money, I think, or either, you know, counted it or did whatever they did. But he had a lemon pound cake on the counter. One of the fat ass cops got there, took a double take, like, God damn, I want me some of that motherfucker.
Yeah, a few cars.
So he named the song Lemon Pound Cake.
That was his garage?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, like.
What Afro Man got going on?
Shit, he Afro Man.
Yeah, he just, know that one song.
Yeah, like, that one, bro, that because I got high shit.
Yeah.
He probably can go perform that shit at festivals all over the world.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially with weed being so prevalent.
And I think they broke his door and they broke his gate.
Yep, they broke a lot of shit. Look at his door.
You see the door?
They broke, look at it.
Damn.
And ain't find shit.
Yeah, that was the thing. They ain't found shit.
Didn't pay for shit to be fixed, nothing. So he made a diss song. Well, he made a song, a video.
Look at that, man.
Using this footage.
Yep.
Right? Clowning their ass.
Yep. And he was like using their real names.
Yeah. Yeah. Shit, why not? Real. Y'all motherfuckers fuck my shit up. Look at this fat motherfucker. Look at him. He want a piece of that goddamn cake. He want a piece of that cake. So
he eyeballing.
Yeah, they did all that. Ain't fine shit. They sued him for defamation of character.
Uh-huh.
After the song and the video went viral. This nigga beat him.
Yep.
He won.
He get hit a lick.
Shout out to Afro, but I don't know. Nah, it was like a countersuit, so I don't know what he was suing for.
Yeah. And I want to say
kidnapping is what kidnapping, trafficking. That all that.
Fuck. I want to say he said the reason why he put the song out was because he needed to get his door replaced and they were replacing.
Yeah, so like he had to get the money to do that.
It, yeah, to yep. get his shit fixed.
Yeah, yep. So he put the song out to make some money to replace this shit in his house.
That mm-hmm. nigga had weed signs on his coat.
Oh, well, man, that nigga.
You should have seen what he wore. That nigga to
had
the trial.
That nigga had an American flag suit on with weed. What weed sign? What no?
Was weed signs in that?
Might have been weed signs in that.
Ugly ass suits.
Right. I mean, he country ass nigga.
He is country as fuck.
He country as fuck.
Where you from?
Ohio?
Okay.
From Ohio somewhere?
Look how they going through his shit.
Yeah, that's why I hate to get raided. They all in your shit. Yeah. Then they don't like put the shit.
Oh, no.
They just toss it all over the place.
Just
that bitch got all in and think he's going to lock somebody.
Yeah, man. Ain't nobody in there. They looking for shit.
Yeah, they thought they was
couldn't find shit.
A waste of time.
And he talked shit to them motherfuckers in that courtroom. Yep. Man, oh my God. He talked shit to them. And he got there. It was rightfully so. Like he was in the right. And he won. Cause they was wrong. They had to be like.
I wonder, did they know he had all them cameras in the house?
I'm sure
this
they
nigga
did.
Had CDs. You know you fucking with the wrong nigga.
Yeah, man.
He had a big booklet of CDs.
Yeah, look at the CD tower.
CD tower. This nigga, nah, yeah, I'm not streaming shit.
Yeah, nah, ain't no need.
Look at that.
Look at that.
Come
shit.
On, man. You know you fuck. Look how old that computer is. Right. Come on. You know you fuck. Just leave him be.
Leave him alone.
Just leave him be.
Man,
they got a PlayStation 3 on
and
the
they ain't brought no new equipment in years.
Yes, he's still burning CDs.
Still using the same shit he been using. And y'all in there fucking with this
fucking
man.
Fucking with this shit.
Look at this shit. Going through CDs.
Going through CD.
Look at that shit.
Probably looking for one.
Yeah, they probably trying to steal some shit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he got the first Wu-Tang.
Shit.
Oh shit. But yeah, man, that was a pretty interesting thing that happened this week, man.
Crackers too.
Yeah, you know it. Look at it. Look at the suit this they had on, man.
Let me see if
look at this shit, man.
That bitch is
now them stars.
Them stars.
That bitch slack as a fool.
Look at the afro,
look
man.
Look at the glasses.
Hey, is that a real afro, bro?
Yeah, it's his joy, it's him.
I can dig the afro, but I'm talking that suit, bro.
Look at
them glasses.
Look at that bitch glasses.
That bitch
bro.
Big as fuck.
If I was a judge, I'd go home.
Yeah, yeah man.
Court suspended.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
There'll be a reason to this nigga. Take this nigga to men's wear.
He really did that.
He won
because of the freedom of speech shit.
Yeah,
I think that's why he did.
Yeah,
all
that's
that.
What he said too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Look at that nigga, man.
Yeah.
This nigga got a neck beard. He got a goatee and a neck beard.
Oh,
I mean.
Man. But
shout out to Afro Man.
Shout out to Afro Man for beating the police, man. Yeah. Beating the police.
Afro Man ridiculous, man.
Beating the police, bro.
I'm glad he did it though, but he did something ridiculous.
He like a damn fool.
Fool. I guess that would get it though.
Yeah, that did it.
Yeah.
Damn.
But hey.
That's slack as shit.
I bet you they'll think, but they ain't gonna think twice before they do that shit.
Yeah, they're
just gonna do it.
Well, I'm gonna put some bullshit off now then, goddamn it.
Boy, they just doing it.
Watch, next time I got dressed up. Watch, goddamn it. That's some bullshit. Boy, you see this nigga?
Yeah.
I don't get to try some stupid shit, man. Fuck it. Fuck it. Damn, B, we gonna put this shit on YouTube.
Yeah, put it on YouTube.
Goddamn right. We gonna take off all this. Watch.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna get to do this. Afro Man doing it.
Oh, shit. Right.
Look at the rings.
Look at that motherfucker.
He got weed rings on the closet.
Man, look at
I think one of his rings is a weed, chronic ring. Symbol.
That bitch, they ridiculous. Look at the necktie, though.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Afro Man fly, man. Fuck that shit.
He is, though. I'm gonna get pulled
shout
up
out
with
to him.
I'm a John. You can't beat him, John.
I hope he old as hell. Let me see how
he
old.
He ain't that old, B.
Let me see how old Afro Man
about
is.
Because what? Because I got high came out like, what, 2000, 2001?
Something like that. Sound about right.
Yeah.
That nigga look about 50.
Because I want to say.
He don't look old.
I want to say that shit to my mama so bad. I wanted to say it to her so bad. She like, but why you ain't do such and such? Shit.
He's only 51.
Because I got high, man.
51.
Damn,
Joe. Do he think that shit?
Y'all the same, man.
What I say, I'm about to get with him. Shit, bullshit, man. I'm telling me, put me together some bullshit. Oh, some
oh, God.
Put a bullshit on Sambo together.
Oh, shit.
Look at that.
They won't believe you, Joe.
Fuck,
cause your shoes would be too fly.
Yeah.
Oh, this nigga putting on.
Yeah.
You gotta put some slack ass shit.
Yeah, he
yeah some, I'm gonna go full blown.
Some turquoise Chuck Taylors on.
Nah, he gotta get some cowboy boots. Some
cowboy boots,
yeah, some cowboy boots.
But they gonna be colored.
Yeah.
Like color. Red or blue or
yeah. I'm gonna go stupid.
Oh shit.
We gotta make it, bro.
Oh man.
We fit the take off.
Shout out to Afro.
Shout out to Afro, man.
Hey man. Your boy, you going to the concert?
You paying?
I'm asking, are you going? I'm not.
That's the only way I can go is if you pay.
Gas high, boy.
Shit, I'll drive. I get a hybrid and drive up to that motherfucker. Shit.
Where that?
Yankee Stadium. Yeah. Jay doing a...
I heard it was some serious price.
A double concert.
The cheapest I saw for that concert was like $600.
Yeah, so he going to do one night Reasonable Doubt and one night Blueprint? Or?
Uh-huh.
Is he going to do it both in one night?
No, he's doing one and one. Okay. So one to 10th, one to 11th. Mm. Or the 11th and 12th, something
so
like that.
So which one you want to hit him over?
I would want to hear Reasonable Doubt. Well, no. Well, yeah. I mean, well, no. Because I heard all of them at the Magna Carta tour. Mm. So, but I know in a concert like this, he's going to do way more B-sides.
I would probably want to hear...
Blueprint.
More, but I would want to be more with the... Reasonable Doubt crowd, because I feel like it'll be too many casuals.
Yeah,
at the Blueprint because that was like more commercial, successful or whatever.
Yeah, Reasonable Doubt, the real niggas gonna be there.
Yeah,
that's what the real niggas gonna be.
I want to hear Politics as Usual.
I want to hear Goddamn.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to hear all that shit. I want to hear Fred the Fourth, nigga.
Yeah,
I want to hear The Evils, say. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I want to hear Can I Live?
Can I Live? Yeah.
I wonder if he gonna have Sauce Money there.
I would
like to hear Regrets too. Cashmere Thoughts.
Yeah,
I would like to hear all them shits. But it depends on which dead presidents he do.
He might do both.
That would be dope.
Yeah, that would.
He might do them. But here's the thing though. You ever been rapping one of them and mix up?
Yes, I have. I do it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always get the last verse and the second. Like I'll mix the second verse up with the last verse. I'll do the wrong second verse.
He might do some shit like that. Mm-hmm. I've seen him perform live. I want to say it was either that. It was one of the songs. One song's off like the first two albums.
Mm-hmm.
He messed up and he like did the lyric twice, mm-hmm. did the verse twice, whatever. So,
but yeah, I went to the Magna Carta in Charlotte and
Magna Carta.
Mm-hmm.
When that was?
14.
I missed that one.
I went to the Magna Carta in Charlotte and he did Dead Presidents. Turned out all the lights in the arena. It was two spotlights. X on the stage and he was standing in the middle of it. And this motherfucker just rapped. I still got the video of that shit in my Dropbox. Like, dog, he put the way he drew, when he started spitting that shit, he drew me in that night. Like, he got me good, dog. Like, I was like, God damn. That shit ain't hit me like that when I heard it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm thinking he just gonna do mostly Magna Carta shit. So I'm listening to that all the way to Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
Got there, man. He did. Oh man, he did some good. He did fucking Dead Presidents. He did some of Brooklyn's Finest. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so that shit, fuck, that shit probably dope as shit.
Oh God, man, this nigga. He don't do all that dancing and shit though.
Right.
He don't.
Yeah.
He don't do all that dancing and shit. He stand there in one spot and rap. He ain't with all that. He, you know, he do a little walking, but he ain't. He ain't doing too much dancing.
Back then, like I said, back then, I know that shit was dope.
Yeah, man. Mm-hmm. He put on a great show, but I still got the videos in my Dropbox. I need to log in and go check them joints out.
Yeah.
Just to go look at them.
And he doing the Roots Picnic, too.
Yeah, he doing the Roots Picnic. I would love to catch him there around the earthy people.
Mm.
That would be different. Because I would like to see how they respond to him now, you know, versus then.
Right.
Oh, yeah, because they ain't really fuck with him like that.
Yeah.
Right.
No Nobody did, really.
Yeah, not the earthy people, because he was always talking about money. The shit he was talking about.
Right. Yeah, yeah, money, drugs, and shit.
Yeah, that's why the earthy people like motherfuckers like Talib and Yasin and The Roots and them type niggas. They don't really like
the gritty shit.
Yeah, they don't really fuck with them niggas that was talking about all that money and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I would like to go, but I ain't going.
Oh, yeah, I want
to
go too.
I got too many AAU tournaments to go to this summer. So, yeah, but this might be the last time.
Really?
Never know.
Never know. I don't think he. Well, he, I don't think he got too many more. Maybe about six.
If
so,
the show gonna be live like it normally is. Man, that nigga, he can't turn that shit loose like
man,
that.
Man, he. I mean, shit. This nigga ain't did shit in years.
It might be that.
I mean, he was on tour with Beyonce like last year.
I mean, but that's his wife.
I think he could do it.
He ain't gonna do it by himself.
What, that? Yeah, he will.
I mean, these two, but after that, what are you gonna?
He might drop an album. He might.
Right now?
He
I
might.
I think so.
Never know.
That nigga ain't dropping no goddamn.
He can just
album.
Get
he
some
was, features. He gearing up for something. He was gearing up for something.
That nigga ain't dropping no album.
What if he do?
A shitload of features.
I wanna see. I want to see. The last album you dropped was the J Electronica shit.
Oh yeah, that was after 444.
Yeah, that was.
Do most, that count?
I mean, shit.
Was
he,
that
he was mostly the one rapping on?
Was that before the Carters album?
I think it was.
I mean, was that before or after?
The
I think it was
J Electronica.
Yeah, I think it was after.
I think it was before.
If before the Carters,
it may have been. Well, it might have been after.
I think it was after.
The
I think
the Carters shit on came the Carters,
like
18, right?
18, yeah. Then they came out in like 18.
Yeah. I think yeah, I think Jay was after that. Jay Electronica.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
If I hit a lick, though, I might go. I hit a lick, I'll go.
Going nowhere.
For real.
Well, just let me know, man. Keep me posted.
Yeah, if I hit a lick, we all going.
Yeah.
Damn.
Man, fuck that, man. Get them cars up out of there, cuz.
I ain't talking about no cars.
sell them joints, man.
On the side.
Really? Nah, nigga, I pay for my ticket. I buy my ticket.
Oh,
I want you know all the rest of this shit. I just want to go to the concert and leave. God damn it, I ain't want to stay.
You don't have to stay.
That shit is the Yankees in
Bronx.
The Bronx. Yeah, I got an aunt live in the Bronx. It might be cool. She don't really
shit.
Fuck with. She don't really
Blaze,
fuck with me
Blaze
right
brother
right.
Live up there.
She don't really fuck with me like that right now. So I probably wouldn't be able to stay.
She probably heard you talking shit on this show.
Nah. That family shit, man. Family shit. All right, man. Damn, time going fast.
Yep. Talking about you popping your butt.
5 years ago.
Uh-oh. What we got?
Ray and Ghost Versus. And I wrecked my goddamn car. Ooh, yeah. Listening to motherfucking the purple tape on my way to fucking Atlanta. God damn it. All that shit popped back up on my phone today, yo.
They did a
Versus? Yeah. They did it on March the 20th.
Damn, that shit was 2 hours and 42 minutes.
And I left to go to Atlanta that Sunday morning. I was listening to fucking.
I forgot about this.
I listened to Supreme Clientele to start the trip, and I got into the purple tape as soon as I got into Georgia. And goddamn it, that bitch pulling my lane, I wrecked my motherfucking car, man. I'm talking about 5 years to the day, too.
You was in Columbia, right?
What I was right outside of Conyers.
Oh, you was almost
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I was 45 minutes from my sister. I was at the most. Ghost Purple Tape, Ray Go Ho. This is a good, but I enjoyed the fuck out of this one too. I was hyped.
So this the height of COVID.
Yeah, I was hyped.
Well, no, you say 5 years ago. So this was
2021.
21.
Yeah.
21.
So we was getting
so this
back
is
out.
Coming back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause they in the room together.
Mm-hmm.
Leela had that coat right there that's sitting on the thing.
Uh-huh.
That what he wore to the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah, we was calling him Snow Patrol. Shout out to Cub.
But yeah, man, so that happened 5 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Good fucking
20 years ago. Ghostface dropped Fish Scale and T.I. dropped King.
Mm.
I know you don't remember nothing off this album, B.
Give me a song.
Y'all ain't going to hear none of that shit.
Okay, I'll take your word for it though.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I like it because I like it.
Especially,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Go to see if Push on there. Type in Push. You might remember this one. Cause you was a DJ around this time, wasn't you?
I wasn't playing no Ghostface in the club.
I know you wasn't, man.
See that?
You say Push? With Missy Elliott?
Yeah, Tush. Oh, that's on a whole nother album.
You said Tush.
The name of the song is Tush on the album.
That's on Pretty Tony Jones.
Yeah, so it ain't on that album. So yeah, you wouldn't know nothing on Fish Scale.
I mean, I'm maybe not know, but I'm
yeah, go to that King joint though. Cause T.I. dropped this album and this was a pretty dope album.
You said this came out how many years ago? Oh yeah, I was 20. In what you call it then.
Yeah.
I was in
Front Back.
That's the I was in
Pimp C had just came home.
I was in Virginia then.
Mm-hmm. So this probably wasn't even on your radar yet.
Why?
You was fucking with it?
Nigga, it's national music. What are you talking about?
Nigga.
This a video.
I know, but nigga, who knows? Like, I don't know what you, nigga. You know, you.
You thought it stopped below the, it stopped
in
North Carolina?
That is below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You thought it stopped in
there? No, I know it did. But.
It's T.I.
I know. You wasn't fucking with this shit.
Yeah,
man.
I was.
Because
Top
Back was on here.
Yeah, but that other song.
Why You Wanna?
That's the one.
Yeah. Then he had Good Life with Common.
Yeah, he had a video with it.
I'm Straight with Jeezy and BG. Live in the Sky with Jamie Foxx was on this shit.
I ain't even knew he had a video to this song. Yeah, this used to be on my playlist, boy. Mm-hmm. I be riding on that train, mm-hmm. playing this song right here. Mm-hmm. That big country.
This gonna always be one of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That Melissa on four?
Probably fucking whore.
Look like her.
Did you say?
Probably fucking whore.
Yeah, that's her. That's her.
Now she going on. She talking shit about
No, that ain't her.
Oh. Talking shit about
Joe Budden.
Yeah,
of course.
See, that's natural right there. Back then, that was a fat ass.
Yeah.
Then.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Now she, I saw somebody talking about a woman that size the other day talking about she's skinny. Say, what the fuck are you talking about?
What are you looking at?
That's she thick.
Thick up.
Thick. What are you talking about?
But that's the world we live in now, man.
What my man got that damn fedora on back there? At a luau.
Who? Right. Oh, that's one of them ATL niggas, man.
Oh, yeah.
One country nigga, man.
Yeah, this is a good album right here.
I
can't believe you talking about I don't know nothing about that.
You don't know nothing about that.
Come on, man.
You don't know nothing about that. I like my beat. Dial low. But we used to ride the fuck out this album, now.
Yeah, get that little
bit. Ride the fuck out. That Hello, that was my shit. But that Bankhead shit, that was your boy shit. Rest in peace to my dog Trav, man.
Fat Trav?
Fat Trav used to play Bankhead all fucking day. All day long.
In that damn Central.
In that motherfucking Central. You hear me? Uh-huh. We'd be riding right on, bro. He'd be in that big goddamn just box. I got my hoes and my drugs and my Chevy on 24. That bitch be boxing around that little Central boy. I swear, man, this shit right here just bring back memories, man. Bring back some good memories, man.
20 damn years.
20 fucking years, man. Shit, Trav been dead, what, about 5? No.
Longer than that.
7.
Yeah, he died in 19.
Wow. Rest in peace to Trav, man.
I was at Augusta National when I got the word.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was at the crib. Yeah. I was in Columbia. Yeah, man.
It was about time for the Masters.
Yeah.
I was down there delivering and shit.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Tip.
Mm-hmm.
25 years. Trick Daddy dropped Thugs or Us.
Mm.
And Tupac dropped, they dropped Until the End of Time, one of his made-up albums. This album means so much to me because
Doug's R Us?
Yes.
You used to pop your butt to this right here?
No. Well, yeah. But I wasn't popping my ass, boy. I ain't tell you no more.
Okay. All right. No disrespect. No disrespect.
This was I just went to Daytona. So
spring break.
Yeah, I went down there for the Black
you
College.
Said it was 25?
Yeah.
So that was what year?
I went
2001.
This 2001. But I went.
Okay.
Yeah, I went spring 2000.
Okay.
I went to Daytona and Florida, you know, got a different love for Florida music. So when he dropped this album in 2001, I was, you know what I'm saying, all over it. Because I had the Chevy. Now I got my Chevy. I got my Chevy now. I got my speakers in it. You know?
Yeah.
It was a different time. Take it to the house. Thumping the trunk intro shit. But we used to play that shit just to test our system. Just to see what that shit'll do. Of course, Pull Over. But yeah, this album right here, we had a good time with this album too. I think AK-47 Book of Thugs is like his best album to me.
I remember this video. It was a dude riding around in a chicken suit delivering chicken in the video. This is a straight album right here.
Yeah. Shout out to Trick.
Shout out to Trick Daddy. He don't look nothing like that, no.
Nothing.
On that bunk and shit.
All right, 30 years.
Dang.
You remember the 5 o'clock in the morning, Jet?
Where you gonna be outside on the corner?
Nonchalant. That shit came out 30 fucking years ago.
They said like it would be older than that.
I don't know why I thought it came out 94, 95, but it came out in 96.
That shit got 2.6 million views.
Dog, this really? Shit was like, because a lot of people didn't know about this part of the world.
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, white folk.
Oh.
Yeah.
God damn. There you go.
Everybody's going right around in a Land Rover, nigga. Must have missed it. Cause you're mad at the universe. Go to hell with everybody else. Cause you want your own first. I got the now, this shit was in the Rap City Talk 10 for about a year.
Damn, this shit was in the Rap City Talk 10 for about a year.
Cause
she's on Benning Road, Minnesota Ave.
She might be
at DC. Shout out to my homeboy Cheaty. I saw.
I can't really tell. Like her slang don't really tell it.
Yeah.
Look at that dude. What this song on?
5 o'clock. Probably a video game or some shit.
Yeah, that's DC right there.
But this was the shit.
Damn, them boys in the Corsica,
nigga. A fucking Chevy Corsica,
with
nigga.
One light on it.
Well, they slapped that on the top.
Yes, sir. Bloop. Yeah, man, this shit 30 fucking years old, yo. And yeah, that's how these pork chops said they smother.
And they smothered.
Damn, that nigga sound like an L.A. nigga. See, I'm a big man. You big man, G.
Yeah, he sound like a go-go singer. That dude right there. He sound like Chuck Brown.
He got the bop to it.
Yep. That's all they need to have. You know they like that damn pots and pan music now. Shout out to DC.
They gonna get you come back up there, though.
Matter of fact, my final reunion out there this year.
I got like 15 minutes. Oh yeah.
Word to my mother.
Boy, what was her name?
Who?
The light skinned lady.
Yeah, the chick. He was
Cheryl.
I can't remember her real name.
It wasn't Cheryl.
Cause she played it. She was Cole's girlfriend. She was the chick Cole was trying to holler at him, Martin. But his apartment was nasty.
Oh yeah, yeah.
That was 5 or 4. Yeah. See, it's crazy how I have to describe motherfuckers y'all if y'all know who I'm talking about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's just like Mustache Mike from the hood.
Oh, shit.
Oh, stink ass Donnie. You know, stink ass Donnie.
Damn, they let him line my man up like that.
Yeah.
They ran, ain't say shit.
No.
They split the scene.
Mm-hmm.
Got out of there. He came out of there.
That's fucked up, man.
And peeled that nigga Melvin cap back.
Shout out to Nonchalant, man.
Shout out to Nonchalant.
But at least she got her one. She got her one.
She got her one.
She got her one.
Yeah. I wonder who Range Rover that was.
Probably hers. It might be hers.
4.0 or 4.6?
Look like a 6. I thought it was a Lamb.
Nah, that Range.
Yeah, I see that now.
Yeah.
So probably about a 93.
Might be really her dump back then.
that really her car.
Yeah, that really.
No hook ass on that
one. Oh shit.
Gangsta White Wall.
Oh man.
Ah, there go my guy.
Alright, one more song I want you to, another one hit wonder. But right. This was one of my favorite songs from the 90s.
That was L.A. Leakers.
Yeah.
Perfect Match by the Cellar Dwellers.
Damn. Boy.
How long ago?
You remember that shit?
The Cellar Dwellers.
You remember the Cellar Dwellers?
Yeah.
Okay. The Cellar Dwellers dropped the album called Realms in Reality. And they had a song on there called Perfect Match.
How long ago was this?
Right.
30 years.
This nigga okay, this video said 8 years.
I mean, of course. You two were not 30
years. Yeah. I mean, it was like 20-something.
Yeah. But this beat, was. I just love this beat, man. I don't know what it was about this shit. They had the Ricky Lake goddamn shit. And these niggas wearing their hair just like these niggas wearing their hair 996. Yep.
Is it she like Mary?
Boy, this shit used to be in that Honda. You hear me? I still got the tape, B. I still got the single.
Jeez, Louise.
Cassette. Cause I just all like this only place I could find it. I wouldn't buy the whole album.
Yeah.
It was a fly though. They got the polo shit. They got all.
Was Polo Sport cheaper than regular Polo?
No, it probably cost more.
Okay.
Yeah. But you know he had to do something to keep up with Tommy.
Yeah, because they had Tommy Sport.
Tommy had all that shit going on.
These is regular clothes.
Yeah.
You could go to
Belk
and get. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He ain't got
no,
to go.
Yeah, no designer shit.
That
stupid shit.
Regular
man.
Shit out the store. Everybody look regular. He got on Nikes.
Yep.
A Maxima.
Straight up, like driving, you know, regular shit.
Regular cars.
Regular shit, man.
Nigga got on the USA hoodie. A quarter zip.
Been rocking quarter.
Shout out to this video. I don't think I ever seen this video, Jones.
You did?
Nah.
Of course you did.
I turned, this is when Rescue Rangers had started coming on, so I just turned off Rap City there. I was in Chippendale. They, oh.
Fuck on this.
Oh, shit.
Darkwing Duck started to come on by the time this video
Let's
come on.
Let's get dangerous.
Fuck on this.
Oh, yeah,
shit.
This came out in 96 because he got them 11s on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I damn sure was turning, yeah. Big Tigger done did his rap, and I just turned it off.
Nah, I was watching all these shit. I got this shit old fucking tapes, old cassette tapes over.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Cellar Dwellers, man.
June, you ever heard it?
Yeah.
Oh, you heard this?
This is his time.
Yeah.
So I know it's some I know it was some New York niggas from New York at State playing this shit in the dorm. I know it was.
They from New York?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it was. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy,
yeah,
right here.
Yeah. I took that nigga back. You see, he ain't talking.
I gotta buy out of this one.
I took it back.
Man, cause we had I took it back. From New York.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that boy had it going on. That nigga was driving a Mark 8, a Mark 7.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Lincoln joint.
Yeah. With New York tags on
it.
So, you know, he
bumping that type shit
right
now.
Yeah, he bumping that. This motherfucker came down here with a gadget. Like, you know, they had that payphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's New York niggas miss shit, man. But you mash a couple of buttons, it'll make the sound of a quarter drop.
Yeah. And you just talk on that bitch.
New York niggas.
New York niggas, them niggas been scammers.
Been scammers.
Yeah. Like we had a, you know, that phone booth down there. Nigga, you can make love on the phone.
Ooh, wait, man, let me get the thing tonight, man.
Will he charge?
No, me and Brody would bully him.
Shout out to bro.
Yeah, bro. Shout out to bro. The bro to bully the man for the little machine. Then next thing you know, we both down in the lobby.
Baking cakes.
Dropping quarters, B.
Damn.
Dropping major quarters.
Oh,
niggas
man.
On a payphone for 30 minutes plus.
Ooh, wee.
ain't put nothing in it.
Oh shit!
But come from success.
Yeah, New York, man. Ah, shout out to Cellar Dwellers, man.
He's laying that shit.
Where you think they work at now?
Probably
Publix.
Maybe then.
Boy, got a good 401k.
Yeah, got a good job.
Yeah.
Niggas might be medical assistants or something. You see Sadat X work at a hospital.
He do?
Yeah.
Who do?
Sadat X for Brand Nubian.
He where at?
Working a hospital.
Doing what?
Some kind of technician or some shit.
Hey. The boy's probably running Publix, man. I'm telling
you. Yeah, man. I mean, shit.
I maybe did like a millionaire and invest good.
Yeah.
Damn, she ain't rapping.
Last but not least, Busta Rhymes dropped The Coming.
Hold up, before we even go that far with it, man, why they got that gay shit on Busta?
Man, that shit been on Busta, bro.
Yeah, I heard.
That shit been on Busta.
It was something recent, though, ain't it?
That shit been on him for years. They won't let that shit go.
It was something recent, bro.
Yeah, they
it
always
was, it
be.
Was disturbing.
Busta Dame always come up in that shit. So
I ain't want to say. I'll tell y'all off mic what I heard about Busta.
Okay.
Yeah. This was my shit.
Right. That was his.
Everything remains raw. Because in this video, in the Wuha, the beginning of the Wuha video, he was driving a Cadillac Escalade. I mean, a Toyota 4Runner.
Land Cruiser.
And I thought it had the 404 tag on it.
It did.
But I can't, they won't show it no more. I hadn't seen it. But I think he had a 404 Motorsport tag on it. He did, right?
Yeah, he was one that sported it.
So shout out to Big Bro, because he had his hands in this video.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this album and my little blue Honda hatchback, well, I beat down so many blocks. This was the shit, but Hot Fudge, Finish Line. What else I'm missing? You looking at the list?
No.
Oh, okay. But yeah, man. I think I'm gonna listen to this today on my way home. Shout out to Busta, man. And Busta still making music, so you can always catch Busta. Yeah, that Finish Line, Keep It Moving with Tribe and the Leaders of the New School is my shit too. Yeah, but we are about to get out of here, man. Appreciate you as always, B.
Appreciate y'all, man.
June, tell them where they can find you.
Hanging out with the cool cats.
Be the cool cat. He say I'm shaking my ass and shit. I ain't cool.
Yeah, that was years ago though. I'm like clown.
I ain't saying nothing else.
I'm gonna let it slide. Because I knew that was a
It was a ploy.
It was a thing they did.
Yeah, it was a ploy.
But just long as he ain't the one that end up like my 3-point.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it 3-point.
Easy.
Appreciate you telling where they can find you.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast.
Word. Your boy Jones. Email us themusicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram, Music Jones Podcast. Till next time. Peace. Motherfuckers say they true to this, but when they grab the microphone, they shit sound like stupidness. Laugh and put another vicious scandal. I know that you